AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris, now running for president, denying she flip-flopped on key issues in an interview with CNN. Harris was pointedly asked whether she supports a ban on fracking.
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Harris now also saying she'd continue construction on a border wall, something she said she was against during the Trump administration. On the campaign trail, former President Trump says he'd push for IVF treatments to be paid by insurance companies or Uncle Sam. Ukraine's defense minister at the Pentagon this morning trying to convince the U.S. to lift restrictions on striking inside Russia using Western-made weapons. Three Dallas police officers shot, one of them dead after a shootout with a suspect who police say tried to ambush an officer in his vehicle. The suspect shot and killed by police after a car chase. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two people in Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin reported this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died, died in August. This week is World Water Week. Conservationist Danny Quissel says droughts in recent years remind us that water is a precious resource.
It's a mindset to have in wet periods and dry periods. I think you build those habits over the long term. I think it's important to be thinking about being a good steward of the resource.
Quissel says innovation and technology have made agriculture more efficient in using water to grow food. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're heading into Labor Day weekend. The holiday celebrates workers and the achievements of labor unions. Congress passed a bill marking the first Monday in September Labor Day all the way back in 1894. 71% of Americans have a positive view of unions, and about 10% of workers in the country are union members. Officials say Labor Day is a time to reflect on all that American workers have done to make our society thrive. And it happens every Labor Day weekend. It's the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The Wisconsin State Patrol will have extra troopers on the road to ensure people are driving safely. And there are options if you find yourself in a bind and you realize it's no longer safe for you or someone else to drive. Rideshare apps have never been so easy to use. And as a last resort, AAA is offering free towing all weekend for people who maybe had a little too much but have their car with them. They'll take you anywhere within 10 miles, again, only as a last resort. Please stay safe this weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers blanked the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. The Brewers piled up eight hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. First-year starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd, and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeff Mitchell, who will tell us all we need to know about the Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
If you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House?
There are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, I think that people are ready for a new way forward in a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism.
She did great. When we ran into Dana Bash last week at the DNC, Chris, now I wish I had punched her into the next election cycle. And I mean that in the most loving way possible.
You had your chance.
You did. She was on. She was doing the on-the-phone thing. Uh-huh. Gave me a big smile and a wave. Had I known, oh, my God, Jody knows. Bonnie and Clyde decided that 3 a.m. was more than enough sleep for me tonight. I got the repetitive. The tongue in the ear becomes sort of like a Morse code. Like it starts, you know, small, and I'm like, no, no. International symbol for no, I was leaving. Not yet. And then it just gets more insistent. Just blah, 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 blah. And then Clyde's whining becomes like, like a, you know, speeds on a, you know, something, vibrator, something. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
He's whining at something.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know what yet.
So I already did the opening segment 2 hours ago to Jody because I had just watched the CNN interview. Oh, my God, I hate the mainstream media. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. You can see why she's going right to the people and to, you know, social media and all that, because it's just, it's the way the questions are framed. Mm-hmm. They never question Donald Trump like this. No. I mean, she did fantastic and so did he, but oh my God, right? I thought it was me. And then I checked my Twitters. Who is this? Sammy said the CNN interview summarized. Dana Bash, why did you right-wing talking point, Harris Walz, because answer they've given 5+ times. Dana Bash, but is it because right-wing talking point? Have you changed your mind on right-wing talking point? That's exactly, thank you, Sammy. I mean, okay, Chris, I have a, just, you know, just to compare and contrast, I have a, hold please, guess the quote for you this morning. Who said, some people don't eat bacon anymore. This was caused by their horrible energy. Wind. They want wind all over the place. When it doesn't blow, we have a problem.
Strawberry shortcook.
Donald stupid Trump, what is that? I don't understand.
It's a strawberry flavor of Otter Pop.
Oh, thank you.
They never ask him anything. Like, do you understand what anything is?
Right.
Do you understand what a tariff is? What Article 5 is? What I just, oh my God. It's just, oh, so you're saying Binomics is working?
Yes!
Yes! Provably.
It is.
It's just the tone of the questions, right? Mm-hmm. How many times can you ask the fracking question? It's like, are you going to ask J.D. Vance? Oh, why have you changed your position on whether Trump is America's Hitler? Because that seems like kind of a flip-flop.
He's been asked that.
God.
A couple times.
Yeah.
As someone was fact-checking this, she repeated that Joe Biden, the head of the Democratic ticket at the time, would himself not ban fracking. It makes perfect sense at the time she was speaking on behalf of Biden, the president, not the vice president, sets administration policy.
Exactly.
I mean, it's one issue, but just like hammered her and hammered her. When Donald Trump, he either lies or it's just word salad like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and no one would follow. Dana Bash would never go, what does bacon have to do with wind? Can you explain? Nobody does, right? He just gets away with this incomprehensible mush. Okay. I can't. I don't. What else, Jody? Did I blew my load 2 hours ago talking about this.
That's your own damn fault.
It's Quiet Buddy and Clyde's fault. Normally, I like a good ear in the tongue, right? Yeah, tongue in the ear, but you know what I'm saying?
Ear in the tongue?
Ear in the tongue.
No, you know what I mean.
Good. Oh. Who's giving you an ear in the tongue?
No, a tongue in the ear. Oh, Bonnie does every morning. That's my alarm, just which means time to go out. Okay. Here's my point. Do you get what I'm saying, Jody? Just the way the questions are phrased and, you know, things were just less expensive when Trump was in. And she had a great answer for that. It's like, first of all, we were home wiping our ass with coffee filters because he did such a horrible job on COVID.
And I was just in Texas and the gas prices were under $3 a gallon for super unleaded.
And we just had another.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just had another. Again. Our inflation has come down more than any country in the world. We're under 3%. I mean, she made all those points, but it's the way the questions are framed. They're just gotcha. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about Governor Walz. You know, there are some people that have deliberately mischaracterized their service, you know, service in the military.
Yeah.
He never has. For 24 years, he was talking about school shootings one time, and he said, I have used weapons in war. He meant of war.
Right.
He used the wrong preposition once. He's never said that he served in combat, and it's just, you got to hammer that. Gotcha, right? Okay. Okay, and then they're trying to make a big deal out of she says she would name a Republican to her cabinet.
I think that's a great idea.
I have a suggestion. Olivia Troy. How about that?
There you go.
Adam Kinzinger.
Yes.
I can think of many people who would be Republicans.
Why is that? But they're trying to just, like, cause division with Democrats. That just because we're so in array, they're just trying to, like, find whether it's fracking or, you can't appoint Republicans. She has always said she would work across the aisle.
With anybody.
Right.
I mean, and that's the whole gotcha on immigration. Do the stupid bill that was the most conservative Republican-written bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows this, that Trump is the one that stopped this. Kate Bedingfield made a good point. She said she was responsible for migration from the Northern Triangle. Crossings are down from those countries in the Northern Triangle since she took that portfolio. So if we're going to talk about the numbers, then we should be fair to her. We should talk about the numbers as they exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a nuanced answer, though, and that doesn't fly with the right.
She wasn't the border czar. Trump Fox News thing. She wasn't in charge of the whole border.
But what she did was a lot more nuanced than stop people at the border. You know,
yes, it was actually causing the root causes of immigration,
and that's a little harder to explain to the rank and file people.
I hate everyone this morning. Not you.
I know.
You just happen to be here.
I know. But
he took it out on me earlier.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? It's a little harder to explain.
No, but I'm just saying I get why people are so sick of mainstream media, why CNN's ratings are in the toilet. What was this one? Hang on. Aaron Rupar, our friend, said CNN frames Trump's absolutely disgusting Truth Social post lying about Kamala Harris using sexual favors to advance her career as part of the, quote, trolling wars between the two campaigns. Because both sides always do it, right?
Yep.
Him making a joke about Kamala Harris and BJs is exactly this. Mm-hmm. It's just, even yesterday what you were saying, she didn't take the bait when she was asked about him saying she just turned black. It's so ridiculous to even answer. But she could have, you know, hit back. But she just is like, how can we possibly be having a conversation about whether she's black, right? Which one number is that? I mean, she's just, thank God, she just,
18.
It's beneath her. She went to a black college. She's always talked about being black. Okay.
He suggested that you happened to turn black recently for political purposes, questioning a core part of your identity. Any same old tired playbook. Next question, please. That's it?
That's it. That's it. It doesn't deserve an answer.
Exactly. What's
a waste of time.
What's the answer? I am, in fact, black. Okay, next.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous question.
Chris Truly in the stupid. Remember, we were in the stupid timeline for quite some time now? We're in the very stupidest part, and it's going to get stupider. The Arlington thing just gets worse.
Oh, it does.
I get re-angry every hour or two. I mean, first of all, of course, the minute Corey Lewandowski joins the campaign, a woman's physically assaulted. And now they're in a fight with the Secretary of the Army, who happens to be a woman.
Yes.
And the Arlington employee was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was saying, having just been there in July and been so impressed with the
professionalism.
The professionalism and the empathy and the elegance of everybody we met that worked there, including the woman that shepherded us through my mom's internment.
Might have been the same lady.
Oh, God. I'm getting, you know, I need to go.
Yeah, I don't
you guys
know.
Need to finish. I need to go.
They
if it was
probably
her,
don't have a big staff, you know, as a part of that team. And so it might have been the same lady.
I mean, this is extraordinary that the Army is obviously, I mean, he's in a fight with the Army. Just when you think he couldn't disrespect soldiers anymore, right? The Army is backing her up.
Of course they are.
It's, okay. It's just, he okay. Have I mentioned that he's a despicable POS?
A couple of times.
I think that's been established.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think he established it on his own.
Yeah,
as Trump's Arlington Cemetery scandal grows deeper and deeper, his campaign co-chair is lashing out at the Secretary of the Army, Christine Warmoth, after the Department of the Army issued a rare yet stark rebuke of the Trump campaign. She's the first woman to become Secretary of the Army. Can I just say, and also the Arlington employee, that they said what she's, oh, she must have been having some sort of emotional breakdown.
Yes.
Jody, can I tell you how sick to death women are?
Yeah.
I cannot understate how big I think the female turnout is going to be in November, because they just keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Just any, you know, come low that laugh. She's crazy. We are so sick to, I always say this, Chris, every time I post a picture, and I'm a comedian, I post a goofy picture, there's a 10 maggot men that call me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we're so, Kamala's laugh, oh, this is, she's a crazy person. Oh, this woman having a breakdown. Really? Because she was doing her job and saying, this is not allowed here, this is sacred ground?
No, we're tired of that.
Yeah, somebody, Mike tweeted, the Trump campaign has spent the day beefing with the Army, Arlington National Cemetery, and firefighters. What American institutions will they beef with tomorrow? Astronauts, Cool and the Gang, Bald Eagles? I mean, it just, you can't help but think in the light of that CNN interview, if Kamala Harris or Tim Walz had done 1/100th of any of this, it would have opened a wormhole in the universe, right? By the way, what's his name? Elmo. I'm never calling it X.
Elon
it's Twitter.
Musk.
I'm dead naming it. Just
Elon?
He dead names his child. Stunned and Zer, it posted a warning on the NPR link to the story because it's bad for Trump.
Yep.
One professor said, this shows just how damaging this explosive story is to Trump. Let's get it wide. They're trying to obviously protect him. It was a physical confrontation.
Yes.
I mean, which is just, okay. The whole thing is extraordinary. Okay, this is the U.S. Army defended the professionalism of the Arlington employee they said is being unfairly attacked by the Trump campaign. Trump campaign called the employee mentally ill and a disgrace. Really? Really? It's okay. The Army spokesman confirmed the employee had attempted to ensure adherence to a federal law that prohibits political campaign activities at all Army national cemeteries, and she was abruptly pushed aside. The Army said the incident had been reported to police, but considered the matter closed since the employee decided not to press charges because she's terrified of Trump's thugs. Participants, there's this whole, I won't read the whole thing. The Army put out about the rules and regulations, and this was in section, you know, U.S. Army Public Affairs put out a whole, the incident was unfortunate. It's also unfortunate the employee and professionalism has been unfairly attacked. It was in section 60. I'm trying to remember what I have to. Oh, I have my badge right there. I have to look and see what section my mom and dad are in. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that is going to make you angry forever.
Well, yeah.
Every new, because there's always misogyny in it. Right. It's just I just feel like women already after Roe, after what happened to Hillary, the fact that Kamala Harris is legitimately an amazing candidate. I just think, some experts are like, is it black female registration is up 175%. They're like, that just doesn't happen.
No.
But it's going to this year. November is coming. You sexist mother.
Don't make him dive like you did yesterday.
Yeah, you did that yesterday.
Sorry, I'm sleepy.
Was that your excuse?
That was the excuse.
Yes, okay. We've had a long week. But we have a fantastic Friday show.
We do.
We got all our Friday regulars. And we have Kylie Adolf, who we met at the Women for Harris at the DNC, who will be played by Gal Gadot in the movie. She's fantastic.
Beautiful.
She has 11 billion different degrees and is running for Congress in Indiana. So, we have so many great young candidates, right? Who else are we having? What's her name? She spoke at the convention. Simon. She's going to be Barbara Lee's seat. Latifah
right.
Simon. Yeah.
Getting in touch with her. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Our bench. Deep. Long. You seem very quiet this morning. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
If I frighten you?
She gets
concerned when we're quiet.
Well, I'm having a vagenda of manicide, and he's scared.
Just not as worked up about the CNN interview as you are.
Jody and I are. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show.
Anytime I get to hear them speak is a good time. It's a good thing.
She did great. It's the whole tenor of the interview and the tone of the questions and the gotcha nature of everything. Yeah. It's just
she did a great
done
job.
With it.
She
done with it.
She did a great job with it.
Yes. Not you, Donna, whatever
Donna,
your name is.
Donna Bash.
Dana.
Dana.
Donna Bosch.
Get me Spencer Garrett on the phone.
I'll see what I can do.
He's our friend.
I love him. He's lovely.
Her boyfriend. I would like a word. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. I think that's why I'm getting a 3 a.m. wake-up call, because I'm going to bed earlier. Like, they're eating earlier, so I think they're hungry earlier. So, because I'm like, you don't actually have to go out at 3 a.m.
No.
But I think the Morse code tug in the ear is actually that's what they're trying to.
Is that what that is?
Uh-huh. Is that what that is?
If you're clacking it out. That's my plan. Okay. Yes, and also that means they get their Cod Krispies earlier.
Right.
So, yeah. They love it. I'm telling you, they love this food. All doggies do. Jefe, we had a guest dog.
Yes.
A guest spokes dog in here last week. Sean Comiskey's dog, Jefe, was finicky.
Yep.
Loves Dr. Marty's Nature's
Plan. Finicky AF.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Rocky Mountain Mike wouldn't be doing all these great parodies if Sophie was still being a persnickety little effer. But she's not, because she's eating Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Just saying. Every dog loves it. It is full of turkey, beef, duck, salmon, spinach, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. It is real food. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. So the taste and all the nutrients are just through the roof. Save up to 54% off right now and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, 28 minutes after the hour. Mommy needs a 3-day weekend. Oh, we get one. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
Have a great best of on Monday.
Yeah. Joe from Jersey, our beloved, said during her interview last night, Kamala Harris could have spoken fluently in 12 languages, mapped out a plausible theory for time travel, recited the Magna Carta word for word, and expertly trussed a chicken, all while doing a handstand, and MAGA would still have called it a failure. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Dana Bash still would have thought of three more gotcha questions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She would have said, oh, sure, you can do that during a handstand. Can you do it doing a triple Lutz?
I didn't think so.
Hi, Seth. Seth.
Gotcha.
Hello, Seth.
Uh-oh. Hello, homos and Shomo Jody. So, first I want to say, Jody, I know you're getting your COVID shot today. I got mine yesterday.
Yay.
Everybody go do it. Today is my birthday. In Stephanie years, I'm 49, I think.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Fantastic. But I feel like this is August. Like,
happy Carol Burnett approved birthday age.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I checked in with Carol Burnett, and that's what she rated me at.
Okay. Right. You have to do that.
It's on the cake she sent me. So I feel like this has been the best August. I feel like it's been one present for me. The interview yesterday, Kamala was great. The convention, I think Dana Bash, I think Trump sent her those questions. And
I think she took notes from Donald Trump, which is fantastic. Okay, we have Glenn Kirshner next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two people in Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin reported this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died in August. This week is World Water Week. Conservationist Danny Quissel says droughts in recent years remind us that water is a precious resource.
It's a mindset to have in wet periods and dry periods. I think you build those habits over the long term. I think it's important to be thinking about being a good steward of the resource.
Quissel says innovation and technology have made agriculture more efficient in using water to grow food. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison has made changes to its protest policy. In May, protesters against the war in Gaza set up an encampment on campus. Eventually, police came in to clear them out. The university has issued new rules. Protests must be at least 25 feet from buildings, and officials have the right to extend that distance when necessary. The policy also requires protesters be quieter. It sets specific decibel limits. They're also banned from using bullhorns during finals week and blocking commemorative locations on campus, like the Lincoln statue on Bascom Hill during commencement, when lots of students will want photos there. Under state law, protesters can't camp on university property. Now that's explicitly part of the school's policy, too. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says these changes are meant to allow students proper access to university facilities while encouraging free speech. Colleges all over the country are expecting more anti-war protests as the semester begins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets and our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
AMSA.gov.
sadly, in the last decade, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans, really dividing our nation, and I think people are ready to turn the page on that.
I'll say. Mm-hmm. 34 minutes after the hour. I can't go a week without him. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner's here. Get me Glenn Kirchner! Glenn Kirchner! Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again. Glenn Kirchner! MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now and I feel okay.
Hi, you blue eyes. Hi.
Good morning, Steph. I've missed you all.
I missed you madly. I mean, every day there is a bunch of this latest this morning. Trump seeks to move hush money case to federal court in a bid to, of course, delay sentencing, his favorite. So they file a new motion seeking to move his hush money trial to federal court, a maneuver that could throw a wrench in the upcoming sentencing schedule for September 18th. This is not, as you know, the first time the Trump team has tried this. A similar attempt last year was denied by a federal judge, but with the clock ticking down for sentencing, Trump's lawyers are doubling down, contending the Supreme Court's ridiculous immunity ruling could now play a pivotal role. What say you, counselor?
Yeah, this is Trump's lawyers throwing a Hail Mary pass, and there is nobody standing in the end zone to catch it. I mean, this is beyond frivolous. Judge Hellerstein, federal judge, previously ruled that this case is not appropriate to be transferred from state court to federal court. Nothing the Supreme Court did in its lawless presidential immunity ruling changes that calculus. In fact, the reason you move cases from state court to federal court is because when you go to trial, you might have some federal defenses available. The trial's over. He's been convicted by a jury of his peers. And now we are simply asking the question, did any of the bits and pieces of evidence that came before that jury, did any of it potentially violate the Supreme Court's ruling? And if so, was it harmless? Harmless error is a doctrine that allows judges to affirm verdicts without having to throw out the case. This is laughable.
So you think the sentencing will proceed on September 18th?
Different question. I wish I could say yes, but here's the thing. The judge, Judge Mershon, is going to make his ruling on presidential immunity on the 16th of September. And Donald Trump's lawyers said, we are going to run to appeals courts, both state and federal, right after you make your ruling. And we're going to try to stop the sentencing because we're going to want to appeal your ruling. And unfortunately, immunity is one of those areas where you can take that kind of an immediate appeal. You don't have to wait until after sentencing. So I'm not laying my full $1 bet. That's my betting limit. I'm not a gambling man. I am not going to place my $1 bet on the sentencing proceeding on the 18th. But I hope it does, and I believe it still can. And then what would happen is if Judge Mershon sentenced him to incarceration, which I believe he must because we have to punish Donald Trump and deter tomorrow's aspiring dictator, he can simply say, I impose this sentence, but I'm not ordering you to begin to serve the sentence until after the appeal. That way, that sentence of incarceration will be hanging over candidate Trump's head the whole time.
Yeah. So you obviously tweeted about, let's talk about the super in superseding indictment, shall we?
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking. I am super. You said the statement issued by Smith's office saying a new grand jury issue this indictment removes any argument that the prior indictment was tainted because the first grand jury was presented with evidence that violates the Supreme Court absolute immunity ruling. Brilliant. And you also, point out the new indictment took out some info to conform to this ridiculous Supreme Court decision, but all four crimes survive. So were you surprised by the superseding indictment?
I was surprised. I was not expecting a superseding indictment. What I was expecting, Steph, was, to get in my car, drive into the city, a stone's throw from where I am in Washington, D.C., and watch Judge Chutkan make the decision at hearings about what acts that are in the original indictment survive the Supreme Court ruling and which ones have to be pulled out. Jack Smith said, no. I'm not going to wait for Judge Chutkan to make that decision. I'm going to proactively go back into a brand new grand jury, yeah. And I'm going to pull out anything that I think might enjoy presidential immunity under the Supreme Court's lawless ruling. Because let's remember, the Supreme Court declared the Constitution as unconstitutional,
yeah.
And you can't do that. We have to deal with that in the future. But Jack Smith said, nope, I'm going to take the bull by the horns. I'm taking the initiative. I'm taking it all out. And the best news for accountability is he said, even after I pulled all that stuff out, all four felony charges remain. I still have enough clean evidence mm-hmm. that's not impacted by the Supreme Court ruling to proceed to the jury on all four felony counts. And like you say, he did it to a new grand jury. So nobody can say, well, wait a minute, that grand jury heard all of the privileged evidence that you pulled out, so they're tainted. No, they're not, because I presented it to a whole new batch of citizens who, this is another batch of citizens who said Donald Trump committed these crimes.
And boy, I hope Kamala
not
Harris
that I'm
makes...
excited about any of that stuff. Not that I'm excited.
Never seen you wave your hands so much. Kermit flail.
Yeah.
but, you know, I certainly hope Kamala Harris makes that point in the debate, and I know she will as a fabulous prosecutor. That is now five grand juries of his peers. It's not her prosecuting Donald Trump. It's not President Biden. Five grand juries of his peers, right?
Yeah. These are just groups of everyday folk who probably bemoan the fact that they got a summons in the mail from the government saying, come and do grand jury service. And they are left, right, and center. And, you know, we've heard some of the trial jurors in both the E. Jean Carroll trial, in the New York criminal trial, they were kind of Trump supporters. Some of them got their news from Truth Social. Well, it wasn't news, it turned out. When they got the actual evidence, they said, you know, politics aside, the evidence proves his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, so I'm voting guilty. That should give us confidence and a comfort level moving forward into the next series of jury trials.
Yeah, same thing in the Manafort jury. You also tweeted, Special Counsel Jack Smith urges appeals court to reverse Judge Cannon's lawless ruling and reinstate Trump's classified documents obstruction espionage case. Bring us up to date on that.
Yeah, so we saw the brief that Jack Smith filed saying to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which has reversed Judge Cannon twice previously for abusing her judicial discretion and doing a favor for Donald Trump the law did not allow. Let's hope the third time is a charm. This will be a hat trick of reversals and abuses of discretion. And I know people were looking to see if Jack Smith dropped in that brief. By the way, appeals court, kick her off the damn case and put a fair, independent, impartial judge on the classified documents case. He didn't put that in there. I'm not surprised, because I think he wants to wait and see if the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals does it on its own, which they're entitled to do. And once they reverse her for a third time, that is when the time will obviously be ripe to file the motion to kick her off. So I'm feeling good. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals will reverse her, I believe. And then, of course, the question is, will the Supreme Court decide to take up that issue? And they shouldn't, and we can talk about why they shouldn't, and I don't think they will.
Okay. Yay. Let's I was wanted to alert you to Donald Trump's all caps post. It's all caps, so you know it's legally sound. He said, all January 6th cases should be immediately dropped. Now, he highlighted quotes that pinned the blame on Nancy Pelosi, but ignored her statements explicitly blaming him for the violence. Pelosi had said there was a domestic enemy in the White House. Let's not mince words about this. I have no idea how they're trying to twist Nancy Pelosi's words, but what is he basing that on even?
I don't know. You know, the all caps thing, it's his posts, it's his teeth. I mean, I'm not persuaded by either of them. But, you know, I think he is clutching, grasping at straws, right? Because you see the poll numbers. You see the enthusiasm. I get goosebumps every time I watch these Harris Walls.
Oh, my God,
rallies.
Savannah. I mean, another packed
people
house.
People are fired up beyond belief. You see the recent, and I'm not going to buy into the poll numbers, but, I mean, Donald Trump is sinking and Harris and Walls are rising. So I think what he's going to do, what did he say yesterday that I wish mainstream media would stop reporting? He said, the government's going to pay for everybody's IVF treatment. I mean, you might as well add, you know, Mexico is going to pay for everybody's IVF treatment. I wish they wouldn't broadcast these lies over and over again.
I know.
Because you know none of that is true. But it shows how desperate he is. And we're going to hear more of it. More lies, more attacks, and more calls to violence.
And thank you. I was so annoyed with the Dana Bash interview. Just, you know, hammering Governor Walz on, you know, did he misstate... Because they had UVF instead of IVF. They used a different kind of fertility treatment. These stupid gotcha questions when you're right. Like, Trump just does blatant lie after lie about on every subject. But speaking of fact-checking, I just wanted to say, numerous independent fact-checkers have confirmed again and again that Speaker Pelosi did not plan her own assassination on January 6th. The Speaker of the House is not in charge of security at the Capitol complex on January 6th or any other day of the week. So just constant lies. Right.
Yeah. And how about everybody stop amplifying them? Because everybody listens to the lies. And what really doesn't have an impact on people is when they say, and the Harris campaign denies those lies. I mean, but the lies are what sticks and what gets everybody.
The Harris campaign, say it's a lie.
Yeah. Let's just not let's not even go there. Let's just stop giving him that platform.
So Steve Bannon would like to be released from prison immediately.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I love that.
Please and thank you.
Yeah.
He would like to leave prison early to continue appealing his conviction for contempt of Congress. If he serves the remainder of his term, he will be released 1 week before Election Day. Not nearly enough time to do all the effery that I'm sure he has planned. But what are the chances of that?
Yeah, well, there's no basis for it. And every inmate, and I'm not going to make light of this, every inmate would like to be released early, but few attorneys have the gall and the bad judgment to file motions saying, you know, we don't really have a basis for it, but, you know, my guy is really not enjoying himself as a guest, as a guest of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and he'd like to go home. Thank you very much. And that's not going to get a lot of play, I predict.
Yeah. One right-winger said that he's being tortured in prison. By that, they mean, you know, he has to take a shower and wear one shirt. So that's new for him. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Glenn, I was with you at Boston Sexy Liberal. You remember we talked that I just had interned my mom with my dad at Arlington. So this Arlington story just infuriates me to the bone. I wanted to read this from the Army yesterday. Participants in the August 26th ceremony and the subsequent Section 60 visit were made aware of federal laws, Army regulations, and DOD policies, which clearly prohibit political activities on cemetery grounds. So it doesn't matter that, okay, the family's invited and whatever his excuse is. They were using this as a campaign ad to attack Kamala Harris. Yeah. And it's disgusting. Yeah. And they assaulted a Arlington employee.
And they put a campaign video up on TikTok. There are so many layers of this story that are disgusting, quite frankly, exploiting fallen soldiers by going to Arlington National Cemetery and videotaping. And one of the family members of the fallen soldiers whose headstone was visible in these videos, a Green Beret, was very upset and complained that now, you know, his tombstone is now part of Donald Trump's campaign ad on TikTok. So the woman who was an employee of the cemetery who was telling the Trump campaign very professionally by all accounts, there are rules, regulations, and laws that prohibit political activity on the cemetery grounds. They, quote, pushed her aside. And then, Steph, they issued a statement mocking and demeaning her, saying she was unprofessional and she was apparently having a mental health episode. Yeah. And she said, I'm not going to file a report. Why? Because I'm worried about retaliation from Trump supporters. How many layers of despicability can Donald Trump build into one day? But, you know, when you look at the numbers that are falling of veterans, injured veterans, active duty military members who will not vote for him, that is just desserts right there.
Yep. One quick, I guess, the quote before we go. Chris, who said Kamala Harris for the people? Every prosecutor and former prosecutor understands the honor of being able to use those words in a court of law. And with that honor comes enormous responsibility to act in the best interest of the people you represent. Who said that?
Mayor McCheese.
No, that guy, Glenn Kirshner.
Oh.
Former
Okay.
Prosecutor.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, a little bit.
We love you, Glenn Gershner. Make sure you're checking.
We love you, Steph. Checking that
sexy liberal schedule. See you when you're coming to join.
All right. Can't wait to see you, Glenn.
All right, love you.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Uh-huh. I survived last week thanks to Power Life.
Listen, I got you a new mat over there because your 1,000 pounds of muscle that you weigh is digging a hole through not only my carpet, my tile floor. He's pure muscle. Look at him. He's just a block of.
Thank you, Power Life.
Yes, thank you, Power Life High Impact Protein. I'll keep buying mats. It's fine. Tony Horton, P90X guy. He discovered HMB, high impact protein. Jody and I like the plant protein and also the girly flavors like vanilla and strawberry.
Aww.
You like the boy flavor of chocolate and you add peanut butter can get even.
That's yummy.
I do like strawberry though.
Oh, all right. Listen, we don't
judge. If you do strawberry and vanilla, then it's like a strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah. You're fluid like that about your fluids. Uh-huh. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness, save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Just follow us on to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Batteries not included.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food. Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And, pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her
privates. Right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fires.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce makes me laugh. Oh, I'm sorry. This portion of the show brought to you by
Charlie Pierce.
Charlie Pierce's house being simply safe. I bet you he knows he's smart enough to know that.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like you and I are.
That's right.
It was on lockdown during the DNC.
Yes.
Okay, listen. Simply Safe Home Security. They have 24/7 monitoring agents. They can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them that the police are on the way. Get out. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Get out. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in. Simply Safe named best home security system by U.S. News and World Report 5 years running. Join countless listeners like Chris and I who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Hey, you know I love that Charlie Pierce, don't you?
I heard that.
No, he did that some people don't eat bacon anymore because of wind energy, mm-hmm. that Donald Trump just said. What the actual? Charlie just said, hi, I'm running for president, and my brain is made of potatoes.
It's accurate.
First of all, what's with the criticism? Kamala Harris did great. Tim Walz did great in this interview.
Yeah.
They've answered lots of questions from reporters. Trump never sits down with anybody but ass lickers. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would never be able to answer any of these questions.
Nope.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about CNN just talking, framing this disgusting sexist smear about, you know, Kamala Harris and BJs that Donald Trump reposted, a candidate for president.
Yep.
Christy Parker said, we see the misogyny, folks, not just from Trump and Vance, but from everyone who's sitting silently or in any way normalizing them. I'm taking names and keeping notes. I won't forget where you stood, and I am not alone. We were just saying the misogyny of the whole Arlington thing is another layer of disgust. Karen in Chicago, my boo-boo foo-foo. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Yeah, I tell you what. Go ahead. Double, triple,
who's
keep talking. And pissing more women off. This is the thing. With Donald Trump, you don't even have to ask him a difficult question. I wish anybody in the mainstream media would ask him to articulate his understanding of asylum seekers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we all know that he has that completely twisted. And, you know, when Dana Bash and others in the media ask questions about widely published statistics, like if Bidenomics is working, I wish that Kamala Harris would say, Dana, Google it. Why don't you know this stuff? Why are we wasting time answering this kind of a question, or you know, having you ask that kind of a question?
Ask him if he understands anything. Article 5, tariffs, right. Anything.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. No, I know he doesn't understand anything. He is completely inept. And you know, this is the thing too. And we have to remember this. We have to keep our heads down, do the work. They're not winning anybody over. They're just pissing more people off.
Yeah.
And, you know, calling on the January 6th convicts to be released and pardoned, I mean, that was a terror attack.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Kylie Adolph was running for Indiana's 3rd District. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, it's a Labor Day special.
It is. We're going to take a listen to Word Jazz, Ken Nordine, and find out what's cool and uncool.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.